Reports, top BBC staffer branded white people melanin recessive parasites. Called Jews Nazis and a colonizer species. By Kurt Sindelka on February 3, 2024. A top employee at the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, reportedly made numerous racist remarks about white European people and Jews. Such as saying that white people are parasites and a virus while branding Jewish people Nazis. Don Cava, a schedule coordinator for BBC Three, made a series of racist anti-white and anti-Semitic comments on social media, according to multiple reports. Update May 2, 2023, Cava sacked. Don Cava, the senior BBC staffer who became the focus of a racism row over her alleged extremist posts, has now been fired by the British state broadcaster, they have said. A spokesman said of the decision that the corporation does not tolerate anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or any form of abuse, and we take any such allegations seriously. The content of the BBC's news report on its own internal staffing controversy appears to make clear it was the anti-Semitic nature of some of schedule coordinator Cava's remarks that saw her go. Read the original report below. In one post, reported by The Telegraph, she is said to have described white people as an aberration against the natural order of the world and that they are a barbaric, bloodthirsty, rapacious, murderous, genocidal, thieving, parasitical, deviant breed. According to the British broadsheet, the BBC staffer said Britain was bigoted and genocidal while referring to the United Kingdom on several occasions as the UKKK, a reference to the Ku Klux Klan. She also reportedly said that white people were a virus, a mutant invader species and melanin recessive parasites. According to Deadline, she previously worked for A+E Networks, Disney, and UK TV. The news outlet reported that Cava had also written several anti-Semitic rants on the conflict in Israel, including one which said that Israelis were a subcontinental Caucasian invader colonizer species with zero indigenous/blood. The Zionist genocidal land-squatting so-called Jew, irrespective of the fact that the UKKK and America gave away land they had no God-given right to, a people who have no God-given right to, another post is said to have read. She is also claimed to have described modern Jews as a synagogue of Satan cabal calling themselves J-Wish. The BBC employee also reportedly said that Jewish people were Nazi apartheid parasites and criticized the Rothschild family for supposedly funding a holocaust. In response to the reports, the BBC said, "We don't comment on individual members of staff and we have well-established and robust processes in place to handle such issues. We do not tolerate anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or any form of abuse and we take any such allegations seriously and take appropriate disciplinary action wherever necessary." The BBC, which is funded by a license fee imposed on anyone who watches live television in the UK on pain of prosecution and potential jail time, has previously come under criticism for apparent bias against Israel. Following the October 7 terror attacks on Israel, which left around 1,200 dead and saw an estimated 250 taken captive, the BBC faced protests over its decision to not label Hamas as terrorists, despite countries such as the UK and the United States designating them as such. Instead, the broadcaster referred to Hamas terrorists merely as fighters, gunmen, or militants. Other employees at the BBC have been accused of spreading anti-Semitic sentiments, with reporters for BBC News Arabic appearing to praise Hamas terrorists as freedom fighters after the October 7 terror attacks. In 2021, a Palestinian specialist for the broadcaster was reported to have proclaimed that Hitler was right and the state of Israel was more Nazi than Hitler. The BBC has also faced accusations of anti-white bias as well, with several reports claiming that the public broadcaster had advertised for positions at the BBC only open to non-white candidates. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.